And at 3:04 in Philadelphia with WHYY News, I'm Matt Gillum. Tall, slanted coal breakers were once common across northeast Pennsylvania. Eckley Miners Village in Luzerne County will build a new one based on an old breaker in a bid to preserve anthracite coal mining history and artifacts. For WHYY, Kat Bolas has more.
In the vibrating structures, breaker boys, most younger than 12 years old, toiled away. Mechanics, engineers, and maintenance crews worked inside the structure that took large chunks of coal and broke them down into smaller pieces for customers. The sizes range from a fist to a fingernail.
For us to really talk about the life ways of people that lived in patch towns in northeast Pennsylvania, we really needed to have a structure on the landscape that represents, you know, the processing and the distribution of coal.
That's Bodie Morin, the village's site administrator. The new breaker on the museum's grounds will serve a different purpose. There will be a restroom. It'll be temperature and humidity controlled to preserve the past. And Morin says they also hope to include some public functions. Coal companies owned patch towns like Eckley to house workers and their families. Paramount Pictures restored the property for the 1970 movie, The Molly Maguires. It was later bought by the community and given to the Pennsylvania Historical and Museum Commission. The new steel structure will be based on the village's 1915 breaker. The funding is from a state grant. Reporting from Pittston, I'm Kat Bolas.
Clear skies and blustery conditions across the Delaware Valley this afternoon. Right now, 37 degrees and windy in Center City, Philadelphia. Overnight, temperatures drop down into the teens.